goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is the Divorce Hour, and I am your host, Larry Bloom. After yesterday's rain, it is a pleasure to welcome back Sunshine. Don't you love that song, When Love Goes Astray? The entire version of this song will be featured on my holiday CD, tentatively titled Greatest Hits of the Divorce Hour, featuring songs that we play snippets of during the show. Don't worry, I will not be singing, but I will be trying to provide originals of the recordings, you know, the first person who does them, if they're available. By then, you will know who does When Love Goes Astray. If you know now, call in 877-480-4120. The first correct answer will get a copy of Marita Lombardi's book, It's My Divorce Too, Divorce from a Child's Perspective. I also want you to know that there are so many divorce songs that I'm putting together a playlist for Volume 2. Your suggestions are encouraged. If you want a copy of the current CD, and I hope to get this done by Thanksgiving, just email or call me. I will provide my contact information later in the show. I hope everyone had a happy Halloween. I hope you found someone special to share it with. But remember, everyone wears a mask on Halloween, and I'm not talking about costumes. I'm talking about disguising one's true self. That sexy French maid, that Zorro, that woman wearing her daughter's Catholic school uniform with her hair in pigtails may each be very different in personality than their costumes suggest. So as they used to say on Hill Street Blues, be careful out there. I would also be remiss if I didn't warn you about rebound relationships and what I fondly call transition girls, and I guess you could say transition boys as well. Things can change at the drop of a hat. One day everything is rosy and right with the world, and then the bottom drops out. Again, be careful out there. Even though the sun's out today, it's brisk out there. It's time to cuddle up with that special someone. If this idea pictures someone other than your spouse, perhaps it is time to talk about divorce. And I am happy to report you are in the right place. As a divorce attorney for more than 30 years, I recently became a divorce litigant myself. This show has dealt with some of the legal issues of divorce, particularly the New York divorce law that went into effect a few weeks ago. But rather, I've devoted this show primarily to the peripheral issues that I never considered as an attorney, but understand now as a litigant just how important they are. If you like what you hear, or know anyone who might find these shows beneficial, don't keep us a secret. Tell them about it, and tell them there are podcasts available at the Divorce Hour page of www.talkingalternative.com. Also, if you have any questions or comments for me or my guest, give us a call at that same number, 877-480-4120. My questions may not be your questions, and the only way you will get answers is by calling the show or by contacting me or my guest personally. Before I introduce today's guest, Rosemarie Moeller, I want to apprise you of some of the upcoming shows, as I always run out of time at the end of the show talking to my guests, and today should be no different. Next week, I have a different divorce coach, Karen McMahon, coming in, and she will be talking about gratitude during this Thanksgiving season. I am also very excited to have on the show the following week, November 19th, Dr. Sue Johnson, the author of Hold Me Tight, and we will be talking about divorce prevention and a very interesting and different approach to marriage counseling. I have a copy of the book. I got it through Amazon, and you can do the same. I learned today that not only is it available in print, it's available in or on Kindle. I don't know which is the proper preposition. Go to Barnes & Noble. You can get it on Nook, and it's on audio CD. But today is another money show, and I am excited to have in studio today, Rosemarie Moeller of Eisner Amper Wealth Management, a division of the Eisner Amper accounting firm. Welcome, Rosemarie.
Hello, Larry.
How you doing?
Good.
Great to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
You're very welcome. Let's talk about divorce planning and your the particular niche you carved out for women in transition.
Okay.
Before you do that, because we have a short time before the break, if you could just tell us your training and your experience and your certifications.
Sure. I've been in the financial services industry for about 25 years, and I started out in corporate banking, working with privately held business owners, and found that that I wanted to work with them in a way that allowed them to manage their personal finances as well. A lot of them had their privately held business as their main asset, and I wanted to work with them on how to transition that if they had a liquidity event or transition that to the next generation. So I started studying certified financial planning. And
you know what? We're going to get into that after the break because I took so much time with my introduction, and we're going to continue with that in a little bit. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom. And as always, we are at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hi, I'm New York State Senator Joe Addabbo. I will be hosting a job fair on Friday, November 12th at Aqueduct Racetrack in Queens from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We will have over 100 companies looking for qualified workers. There will also be lectures on job strategies and networking. So come and bring plenty of resumes and join me on Friday, November 12th at Aqueduct Racetrack for a job fair from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, please call Pete in my district office at 718-738-1111.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind over matter, health and fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
No, you can't.
Bonnie Raitt. No, I can't. And if anybody has ever seen me, I'm 6'4". But I am not too big to cry. And when I'm alone and I hear that song, I cry.
You're probably not too proud to beg either, I would guess.
That's a different song. It's a different song. No, actually, I am too proud to beg. But that's another story for another day. We were talking about your certifications, your education, your training. If you could just finish that briefly, I would really appreciate it.
Sure. So that I could service my privately held business owner clients in a more complete way, I got my certified financial planning designation. And I had worked in the wealth management group at some of the larger banks, major regional banks, and found that the process wasn't entirely complete, that there were big gaps in the process. And I went to look for a venue where I could practice that had more of a complete and comprehensive approach to financial planning and wealth management. I happened upon Amper Financial Services, which was the legacy company of Eisner Amper Wealth Management and Corporate Benefits. And I think I left the banking world a couple of years ago when it imploded, and decided that I wanted to get some additional education on the wealth management side. So while I was obtaining my Chartered Life Underwriter designation, I took a job as an intern at Amper Financial Services because I wanted to see how a private wealth management firm handled the financial planning process. And I was kind of blown away by how complete and comprehensive the process was, and the team there was great, and the depth of expertise was enormous, and I felt that there was really good value that we could provide to our clients. So I was hired there, and you're
also certified as a divorce financial planner.
Yeah, that came on a little bit later because the financial planning practice, the advocacy process that was developed in our wealth management group, was formed for the purpose of serving the clients of the accounting firm primarily. And
okay.
A lot of them are privately held business owners. And a very significant practice area of the accounting firm is matrimonial litigation services.
Okay, we'll get into that in a minute. Eisner Amper,
mm-hmm.
what is an accounting firm primarily, correct?
It's the 14th largest accounting firm in the country and the largest in the region, yes.
And then off of that, I would assume that accounting clients wanted wealth management. So this division was formed?
Well, it was formed about 10 years ago as an effort to expand and deepen and enhance the relationships that the accounting firm had with its clients, a lot of which are privately held business owners. And a group of partners were brought together from different disciplines of investment and insurance to put together a process that dealt with all of the different aspects of financial planning in a completely comprehensive and coordinated way. And that they call that the advocacy process, and that's something that we're using with our clients today.
Okay. Now, you have a particular niche. You're the leader of the Women in Transition group. How did that evolve, and why is it necessary?
The accounting firm clients kind of dictated some of the direction that the wealth management group would take. And as I was saying earlier, a very significant practice area for the firm is matrimonial litigation. And many instances, the clients were asking for assistance in what to do post-divorce and how to manage their finances. And a lot of those were women. And the firm, in an effort to serve those clients better, decided to devote resources to just that specific niche market. It started out mainly working with women in divorce, but I also work with women who have become widowed and never managed their finances before, women who are purchasing or selling a business, or going through any transition in their lives, really.
Got it. That makes sense. Let me talk about me for a minute, because okay. Everyone knows that this show is my self-therapy. I was accused of planning my divorce. The only thing I did to plan my divorce was I resumed psychotherapy. Many people would say I should have never stopped psychotherapy. But other than that, I took absolutely no steps in preparation for the divorce, which perhaps I should have. And as a divorce lawyer, I should have known better. And if I knew the economy was going to tank, certainly shortly after I moved out of my home, I might have chosen a different course, such as sticking around just a little bit longer. What do you do specifically for women getting divorced? What's the process, and how does it suit them?
Well, I want to first talk about the advocacy process, which is the proprietary process that was developed to deal with all clients of the firm who need financial planning services. And what I think might make sense for the listeners is to go through that process. And so that, for two reasons. One, so that they could understand what a complete and comprehensive financial plan consists of. And two, how well adaptable this is to divorce situations.
And that comprehensive plan would apply to men and women, but in your instance, it focuses primarily on women.
Right. I've adapted some of the steps of the process for this particular niche market.
Okay. Tell me.
Okay. Well, if someone wants to put together a financial plan, the first thing they have to do is start to compile all the data, their dates of birth, social security numbers, and all of the different
statistical information
about them and their family and who's ever going to be dependent upon this plan. We call that the data navigator stage, where we're compiling all that information. The next thing you want to do, and you just want to kind of put everything together in one place. The next thing that you want to do is to think about what your goals and objectives are. And you have short-term goals and you have long-term goals. And you want to think about what your plan is supposed to accomplish for you. Your plan is the destination. Well, your goal is the destination. Your plan is how you're going to get there. And
a roadmap.
Right, exactly. And
okay, so you're at the start of the process.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine that most women, and I will use my soon-to-be ex-wife as an example, don't really know anything about their finances and don't know what their goals are. Well, certainly not their long-term goals. They're looking at how am I going to survive for the time being? How am I going to survive?
Well, I would say that a lot of people don't have a good sense of their finances, women being part of that population. But some of the short-term goals that I deal with in a divorce situation are, you know, can I stay in the marital residence? You know, do I have enough money to maintain my lifestyle? And some of the longer-term goals might be, I want to downsize after the children graduate from school. I want to buy a beach house. I want to retire comfortably. So what, in the interaction that we have with our clients, this is called the discovery process, where we try and, you know, get them to really think about what they want to accomplish in life, and so that we can begin to build a plan that accomplishes those goals.
That's great. I have more questions. If you out there have questions, call in 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom, here today with Rosemary Moeller of Eisner Amper, because they merged, Eisner Amper Wealth Management. We are here at TalkingAlternative.com. Again, please call in.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know.
The Clash. Should I stay or should I go? Sorry, that's as much singing as you're getting out of me. We're talking with Rosemary Moeller of Eisner Amper Wealth Management. Rosemary, tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you.
The main office at Eisner Amper Wealth Management and Corporate, it's actually Wealth Management and Corporate Benefits, because there's a team that works with privately held businesses as well. It's located in Bridgewater, New Jersey.
But you're all over.
We're all over the Eisner Amper footprint, yes. The main number for Eisner Amper Wealth Management and Corporate Benefits is 908-429-0025.
And your email address?
My email address is rosemarie.moeller@eisneramper.com.
M-O-E-L-L-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
Eisner is E-I-S-N-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
And Amper is not the way I thought it was spelled. It's spelled A-M-P-E-R.
Yeah.
Rosemarie, I have people, particularly women, who come in with shopping bags, suitcases, sometimes even garbage bags, filled with financial records. And I'm supposed to make head or tail of that. Do women come to you the same way?
Well, yes. And most people operate under that spectrum of being completely disorganized. So one thing we try and accomplish in this process is to put some structure around that information and to begin through our data navigation process to compile that information so that we can see where we are and take a look at what, where we are, where we want to go, and how we get there. So, yes, the data navigator process is what we use to compile all that data that we talked about earlier. Then we talked about the discovery process, which is what are your goals and objectives. And you can see in a divorce situation where maintaining the marital residence, or do I need to relocate, or do I have to downsize, all of those
are in the navigation section of what you do.
Well, that's part of what understanding what the individuals want to accomplish. You know, what would you ideally like to have happen in your life? Well, I'd like to stay in the marital residence. I'd like to maintain my current lifestyle. Generally, in a situation of divorce, you have a single income stream that supported one household, and the ability to you're taking that cash flow stream and you're dividing it over two households. So the ability to maintain your lifestyle is something's likely to change. So
and you also talk to people about perhaps women particularly re-entering the job market so that their flow of money is continued.
Right. As part of our discovery process, we look at what their cash flow is. What is their income on a projected basis from alimony, child support? And if they want to keep their marital residence, you know, when they're doing a case information statement, all of their expenses are indicated there, as you know. And
that's the New Jersey version of the net worth statement in New York.
Oh, okay.
Just so everybody knows what we're talking about.
And you're compiling all that data anyway. In a divorce, it's a particularly good time to use that data to make life decisions. So,
speaking of life decisions, I want to give a piece of advice to the people who are in happy marriages or marriages that are starting to go downhill. Wives should say to their husbands, what happens if you die? Where is the life insurance?
Mm-hmm.
Who is it with? How much money is there? Where are the investment accounts? Where are the cash accounts? Is there a provision for someone to buy out the business?
Well, all of those things are what gets addressed when the advocacy process is completed. So
I understand that, but I'm saying that in general terms, don't say I'm planning on getting a divorce, but say, I just need to know in case you're not here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can say it in a loving way as opposed to, I got to know these things and I got to know them now.
Well, there are cases where women get become widowed. So, and they are dealing with the emotional aspects of either becoming divorced or widowed, and as well as managing their finances, many of them for the first time. A lot of them are blindsided by that. A lot of them are unprepared by that.
I know. And then there were two different types of widows, too. There's the widow whose husband was ill for a long period of time, who you know is going to die within the near future.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is the man who goes to the gym and has a heart attack on the treadmill. And it's, you know, it's the snap of the fingers done. And I can imagine how you must have to treat those different types of widows.
Well, one has a little time to prepare.
Exactly.
And can ask the other spouse, and it's presumably the man, what where everything is, and we can use that information to put together this advocacy plan so that when the inevitable does happen, that she's in a good shape to continue on. And once we've compiled all the data and determined what the goals and objectives are, the third step would be to put together what we call the Wealth Builder Blueprint, which is kind of a balance sheet of where you are today. And that's where you start to see where there are gaps in your plan. Now, in a divorce situation, you want to look at your assets post-divorce because that's going to be your starting point for planning.
And I would imagine that a different division of Eisner-Amper is in the forensic accounting area to see what the husband's business is worth.
Oh, absolutely.
Or what his true cash flow is.
Yes, there's the part of the matrimonial litigation group does forensic accounting, and we're one of the largest providers of that service in this region.
And that is the same 908 phone number?
Yes.
Which is what?
908-429-0025.
And they should say, I heard Rosemarie Moeller on the radio, and she suggested that I call.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Could we want to get you credit for that? So we've dealt with some divorce stuff. We've dealt with widowing. And just like I said before, with respect to women, there are different stages of a woman in a divorce. There's the one who's thinking about it. There's the one that's actively planning it. There's one in the throes of litigation. And there's one after the divorce is concluded. You also have the women who wake up one morning or come back from a cruise, and the husband says, I don't love you anymore. I want out. Somebody just told me that story the other day, so I'm passing that one along. How do you handle the different stages?
Well, it would be most helpful to get involved earlier on. A lot of times, if we're doing the forensic accounting work, if the accounting firm is doing the forensic accounting work, there's a conflict of interest for us to give advice on the assets when we're also accounting for them. But
you could do that after.
Yes, yeah, and we do work with this. I do work with the clients that have received settlements, that's when the alimony has already been determined, the assets have already been determined, who gets what, and help them manage after the fact. It would be more helpful for the clients to get involved earlier on when their attorney and they are trying to decide what assets should they.
And we're going to talk about that when we come back. We are here with Rosemarie Moeller of Eisner-Amper. Let's see if I can get this right. Wealth Management and Corporate Benefits.
There you go.
This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom here on TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm New York State Senator Joe Addabbo. I will be hosting a job fair on Friday, November 12th at Aqueduct Racetrack in Queens from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We will have over 100 companies looking for qualified workers. There will also be lectures on job strategies and networking. So come and bring plenty of resumes and join me on Friday, November 12th at Aqueduct Racetrack for a job fair from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, please call Pete in my district office at 718-738-1111.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
I say money, money. Okay, we are here with Rosemarie Moeller. If you have a question, if you have a comment, please call in 877-480-4120. You know, I wake up in the morning and I say that phone number to myself. And as everybody knows, I say a lot of things to myself first thing in the morning. Okay, we were talking before the break about attorney involvement. What's your preference for when a lawyer should be involved with you?
With me?
With you.
Well,
not with a client, but a divorce lawyer should be.
Well, there have been situations where an attorney will call me and say, help me sit down with this client and figure out what assets we want to ask for before we go to mediation. I recently had a case where a woman wanted a certain lifestyle, she wanted a certain cash flow, and we looked through the assets and figured out what she should ask for in a mediation, knowing what her husband's preferences were in terms of what assets he wanted. We were able to put together a package before they went to mediation that she knew would support her lifestyle and give her what she needed.
Got it. Now I'm going to ask you another personal question for me, personal question
okay.
for you. I have a retirement account, and it has a lot of assets in it that I have no idea what they are. I just look at the monthly statement and go, oh, good, it went up, or oh, God, it went down. Should I, and my wife is going, my ex, so I don't even know what to call her anymore. She's going to get a certain portion of that, God willing, not half. Should I be going through those assets with either my financial guy or someone like you or my lawyer to say, all right, let her have these stocks. Let me keep the other stocks. Or do I just say she gets her percentage off the top and you guys figure out how to divide it?
Well, in a case of equitable distribution where a client is awarded through a qualified domestic relations order, some qualified plan assets, you really can't pick and choose what you can keep or not. The planner would look at the cost basis of the assets and make sure that they were distributed equitably.
When you say the planner, you're talking about someone in your position.
Right.
And you're talking about, well, in the terms of retirement, cost basis is irrelevant because when you take the money out of it after 59 and a half, every penny of it is taxable.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say to my lawyer, if you're listening, and I doubt you are, please consider the tax ramifications. It's so important. When you're taking money out, it is taxable as regular income. So if you are keeping your retirement and she is keeping the house, and the equity in the house is roughly the same gross value as your stock portfolio in your retirement account, you're doing worse because you probably are not going to have a capital gain on the house, and you will be taking your share, you'll be taking your pension or retirement at a full tax cost to you. I'm not a tax lawyer. Rosemarie is not a tax lawyer or an accountant, although she's probably knows it better than I do. And one day we will get a tax lawyer in here and bore you for an hour about the tax stuff. But those are things to consider, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly when you're considering a divorce settlement, you want to look at whether or not you should do an alimony buyout, because that would be part of the divorce process and has different tax implications than if the alimony were paid over a period of time. You want to think about the fact that the assets that you're getting might have transaction costs associated with them, which are going to, or capital gains taxes, which are going to impact what you end up with. So, as part of our process, tax issues are taken into consideration.
Okay, and that's why you have the balance of the accounting firm there to be specific on what those tax ramifications are.
Right. We certainly have very extensive resources with regards to taxes.
Okay. You deal with, you're the boss of, you're the head of the Women in Transition Group.
Mm-hmm.
At Eisner Amper, et cetera, et cetera. Is there a Men in Transition Group?
No. The Women in Transition Group grew out of client request. A lot of the clients of the accounting firm were women who were getting divorced and were needing some assistance because they had never managed their financial lives for themselves. So it was all a new process for them, and they found that in going through this advocacy process of ours that they really got a good handle on their whole financial situation, allowed them to get back to a new beginning. So,
next question, because this one just popped into my head. They come to you because their husbands were investing, or they're new, completely new to the firm?
If they come through the accounting firm, then the accounting firm might have done the forensic accounting on the divorce situation. So the woman would end up with a settlement and not know what to do with it because the accountant and the attorney are off to the next case.
Okay. I don't know if I'm explaining this right. I'm a businessman. I own XYZ Widget Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And I use Eisner Amper Wealth Management and Corporate Benefits to manage my personal finances, not necessarily the business finances, mm-hmm. but the money that throws off to me.
Right.
And then the accounting portion probably represents the corporation or represents the husband. And some of those assets are joint, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess what I'm asking is, do women in that situation come back to you and the women, your firm and the Women in Transition Group, or are you getting people completely outside?
Well, if the firm is representing the client on a corporate basis, they may not, probably not able to do the forensic accounting because it's supposed to be unbiased.
Right.
The accounting firm largely is hired by the attorneys, the divorce attorneys.
That's for forensic. I'm talking about the ongoing, and we're going to get back to this in a minute, but I'm talking about when, not that Eisner Amper is doing the accounting work, I mean, it's the forensic accounting work, but they're doing the accounting work for the individual and the corporation prior to the divorce. We're going to get back to that in a minute. This is the Divorce Hour. I'm here today with Rosemary Moeller, and this is Larry Bloom, who's your host at Talking Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm New York State Senator Joe Addabbo. I will be hosting a job fair on Friday, November 12th at Aqueduct Racetrack in Queens from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We will have over 100 companies looking for qualified workers. There will also be lectures on job strategies and networking. So come and bring plenty of resumes and join me on Friday, November 12th at Aqueduct Racetrack for a job fair from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, please call Pete in my district office at 718-738-1111.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
Got it. I'm not going to eat my heart out anymore, the Rascals. I'm here with Rosemary Moeller of Eisner Amper, etc. Okay. I'm going to withdraw my last question because it was obviously so strange that it was my fault. So let me ask it this way. Most of your clientele comes both from two sources, one outside source of business and the other within the firm. Is that correct?
Yes. The clients of the forensic accounting group many times request having someone guide them through their financial planning process post-divorce. That's when I might get called in. But with that, I've also developed a lot of relationships with attorneys. And some of the attorneys, whether Eisner Amper is doing the litigation work or not, some of the attorneys will call me in to help them manage or figure out a settlement for their clients.
You were on my list. Okay, we're getting back to the process. Stage one, the data navigator. Then stage two, the discovery process. Stage three, the wealth builder blueprint. Where do you want to go and how are you going to get there?
Right.
I'd call it a roadmap. You call it a blueprint. Are there any more steps?
Certainly. The Wealth Builder Blueprint is going to give some structure to what gaps and vulnerabilities you have in your financial plan. And we begin to break that down into the different steps of estate planning and protection. Step four, which is protection and estate planning solution, where we look at your wills and your estate plan. Certainly in the case of divorce, you want to make sure that your estate plan gets updated because you don't want, usually when you start out, you put your spouse as the person who is on all of your estate planning documents. And by those, I mean, your will, your health care proxy, durable power of attorney, and living will.
And the last thing you want is your spouse being the person to decide whether or not your ex-spouse to pull the plug.
Right, exactly. So you want to update that. And you could see how that lends itself well to the divorce process. That
I got it. So that was step four.
Well, also part of that step is protecting your assets. Because in the process, we want to make sure that not only do clients grow their assets, but they also transfer and protect them. So insurance is a large component of that step as well. Do you have life insurance? Do you have long-term care insurance? Do you have property and casualty insurance to adequately cover your assets so that they can't be taken by creditors or litigants?
I would also assume that you want to optimize your return. Is that step five?
Step five would be the investment and portfolio optimizer, yeah. And, you know, what's interesting about this process is that people think they have an estate plan if they only deal with that particular aspect of it. And you can see where if you're not dealing with the protection and estate aspects of it, then you don't really have a complete plan. You try and do all of that with step six as well, keeping in mind the estate and tax efficiency.
We're not going to talk about that today. We could do a whole show on that.
But you certainly want to make sure that your plan not only transfers and protects your assets, they grow, but that you do all of that tax efficiently. Now, if you're in a situation where you get a lump sum and you're in a divorce and you need that money to pay you out a certain cash flow stream, the different tools and investment products that we can utilize to accomplish that would largely depend on what you need that money to do.
Got it. And there are two more steps, are there not?
Yes. The wealth confidence report is step seven, where we want to go back and review how our investment portfolio is doing in comparison to our goals. And then the advocacy management plan, which is to talk about meeting with our clients on a regular basis to talk about any changes in their lives so that we can amend the plan and all the different pieces that are associated with it to accommodate what their current life looks like.
Quickly, in our remaining time, how do we get in touch with you?
It's Rosemary Moeller at Eisner Amper Wealth Management and Corporate Benefits. And the main phone number is 908-429-0025.
And you'll come back again and address some of the topics that I have not yet addressed.
If you like.
No, I would like. Thank you all for listening. Oh, and if you want to reach me and you have any questions for me, I'm at 212-964-3502 at larry@divorcebybloom.com. Please stay tuned for my good friend Tony Martinetti, who will be having another one of his interesting and fascinating discussions that I don't know nothing about. He's much smarter than I am. Thank you again for listening. I am Larry Bloom. This is the Divorce Hour, and we are here at TalkingAlternative.com.
Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet.